is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Log on to www.newsforthesoul.com. Every time, come hear the good news, share the good news. Mm-hmm. And we all feeling good for the good news.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free energy healing on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Next on News for the Soul, Healing Embrace with Linda Dosett. Linda's intuitive empathic skills allows her to work on multidimensional levels. She is a medium for light language from source where her high-frequency beings of love and light come through to bring you expansive, beautiful, and loving energy to assist with your soul's journey here on Earth. Please welcome back Linda Dosett to News for the Soul.
Okay, let's see if we've got Linda on the board. Linda, are you there?
I am, Nicole, and how are things over there?
Things are neat. Good to hear your voice.
I hear there's been some interesting weather happening over your side of the world.
We've had some storms this week, so still cooking, still happening. How about you?
Well, over New Zealand, it's an interesting tumultuous time as well. We've pending lockdowns about to happen. We've got nationwide mandates left, right, and centre. So there's a lot percolating for New Zealand, but also worldwide. We know this is affecting the whole world, really. So yeah, it's we're in very interesting times.
We are indeed. Well, perfect time for healing and transformation. So I'll hand the mic over to you.
Thank you. So welcome everybody from wherever you may be calling in from around the world. Just know that where I'm coming from is from the place of oneness. There is so much division happening out there in the world right now, so much uncertainty. And so today I want to hopefully bring through like a healing bath, like a group healing process followed by an opportunity for some people to call in. And we'll see what transpires today. I work very intuitively. It's always in the moment. And I just open myself up to source and become a conduit for light and love and for interdimensional beings to come through me. And I bring healing through my voice, through healing sounds and tones, through divine guidance. I also bring through light language, and the light language works on many multi-dimensional levels of your being. So light language, I call it like the language of the stars or the universal language of the soul. It has many capacities to kind of go beyond the 3D linear way of looking at life or conversing with each other. So it can go beyond the boundaries of fear or limitation where we might get in our own way, so to speak. And so I do healing with one-on-one this way, and also I can offer group healing. And I like to bring the healing also with inviting my listeners to engage with your breath. Your breath is the bountiful breath of life. It has the capacity to anchor in to beautiful healing energy, and it also allows you to become grounded and more fully present in your body. So the breath I use all the time. I use it when I'm working, when I'm channeling. I use the breath anytime I need to reboot myself. I consciously engage my breath. And I find it very useful and helpful to focus on something wonderful, something beautiful. The mind can often get in our own way. We can land on all the uncertainty and all the fear that's out there and all the projection that's coming at us from the media, even from each other, our loved ones, even from ourselves, from past history. There's a lot happening around the globe right now. So it's very easy to become unsteady. It's very easy to get destabilized. I've even seen this with myself in the course of just the last month as our own pandemic environment within New Zealand is heating up and potential freedoms are being lost or certain conditions imposed. and what that brings up within people and right down to families. And people come from fear. They tend to divide. They tend to want to conquer each other and control one another. And it can be a very unsettling time for just oneself, our loved ones, but also even our livelihoods. So much is potentially being destabilized. But there's a gift here. There is an invitation. When things are unsettled, when things are destabilized, where can you go? What is always constant? And this is my invitation to you. The constancy is the divinity that exists within you, your inner being, the source of who you are. And the gateway is through feeling into the high frequency of divine unconditional love. Love is the substance of light. Love is what we are created from. Love is what unites all disharmony. Love is what opens us into peace. Love is what creates an open space for us to allow the space for another individual who may have different ideas to us to have a space to coexist next to us. And they can find the space to feel who they are. Contrast this with the energy of hatred or the energy of lack. When we come from this place, we get caught up in having to grab everything for ourselves and we get filled with self-doubt and go into survival mode and we go into hurry mode and we can become prone to having accidents and losing things and prone to overwhelm because we get disconnected from our body and from our inner being. Our inner being only knows the energy of beautiful love. Anything at odds with that is going to kind of be at odds within our body. And so there's an invitation here also to really discover the wisdom that your body holds. Your body is, they say, the barometer of the soul. And I know my physical body does not lie. It's designed perfectly. And in these tumultuous times with the pandemic rolling around the world, even our body's stability, our integrity has been put into question. So I invite you today to really tap into beyond your fear that might be arising. Go beyond into your space of freedom, the space where you can reconnect to the infinite soul that you are, to the endless stream of divine consciousness that you are. I liken it to the endless, effortless stream of the river. The rivers just know, or Mother Earth just knows to capture the falling rain, and it knows with gravity to collect that rain into the stream, into the rivers, into the waterfalls, and it knows it has a journey. It's a divine intelligence, just knows it's going towards the ocean. And we know how hard it is to try and swim upstream. Imagine trying to fight a waterfall. It would be futile. You could instead just marvel at the power and the majesty of the waterfall. It would be like marveling and appreciating and witnessing the majesty of your own inner being, your soul, the source of endless wonderment and infinite intelligence. And of course, it can be difficult to access this part of our being when we're fraught with all sorts of discordant energies coming at us from around the world, mixed messages. How on earth can we use discernment and decipher what's true, what's not true, what feels right versus what doesn't feel right? What am I courageous enough to walk through? Who should I listen to? My loved ones, people outside of me, or should I listen to what's inside of me? So much, so many questions, so many different energies coming at us all at once. So today I would like to tune in to the collective that I work with and to see if I can bring through a group healing process for everyone, a beautiful, strong, anchoring energy, and see what guidance comes through. Sometimes I get English translations. It's really just in the moment. And so as you are listening, I would like you, before I go into channel mode, to connect with your breath, to feel your feet, and perhaps wiggle your toes, and have a gentle stretch. Unwind the body. Squeeze your shoulders up into your, towards your ears and drop them down. Arch your back and give a stretch. Breathe into your tummy and relax and deepen your breath. And imagine your feet are planted on the beautiful stable earth of Gaia. And imagine you have beautiful strong tap roots coming out of the soles of your feet that know where to go by instinct. Your energy being knows where your roots must go. They go downward into the center light of Mother Earth. And imagine those roots are just soaking up her liquid light. And like a sponge, you just soak it up effortlessly. Your body and your energy circuitry just knows what to do. And with your breath, draw up that beautiful liquid light of Mother Earth Gaia and pull that earth supportive energy up into your feet, into your legs, into your hips, into your tummy, into your front body, your chest, your ribs, your shoulders, breathing up that beautiful liquid light into your back body, the backside, the back, the full length of your spine, coming across your shoulders, cascading down your arms. With every breath, receiving and soaking and getting exactly what you need from Gaia, breathing down into your arms, your hands, and your fingertips. And like a beautiful fountain of life, breathing up that liquid light up into your throat area, your neck, your face, your jaw, your eyes, your ears, your face, your hair, your crown. And just imagine that energy is just now swirling all around your energy field. And at the same time, imagine the heavenly skies are opening up like the rainbow that appears after the storm, breathing into rainbow colors. And imagine the light that shines, the magic of the light shining through the rain that creates the rainbow, the gift and the dance of the light with the shadows, the light with the darkness. Rainbows appear. Colors appear. And just breathe into that light coming from above you, cascading down like a beautiful waterfall. And if your mind wanders off today, just bring it back to your breath and just breathing through your skin. You can soak and receive beautiful healing energy through your breath, through your skin, into wherever it needs. And if you are feeling pain or discomfort in your body right now, invite your healing breath to go there, to focus your energy onto that area. It could be that your tummy's feeling a bit tight. So breathing into your tummy and inviting your tummy to soften, to relax, and to let go with the out-breath. Breathing in to receive and open, breathing out to let go. If you learned to repeat breathing like this every single day, and any time that you notice your body getting out of sorts, you come back to your healing breath, I would say it'd be one of the most number one, freely available health tonics available to you. Your breath goes where you go. You can take it into any scenario. You can be in the middle of a stressful staff meeting and imagine in your mind you're in a beautiful garden, breathing through your skin, putting your roots down and just breathing into all that you need and breathing out that you don't need. And no one else around you has to know a thing, but you will feel your energy settling and coming into sharp focus. So just continue breathing like that as I'm going to tune in to see who wishes to come through from the collective today for a group healing message and guidance.
Mukakium, Sekumakyuku. So
So, greetings, beloved ones. We are from the Alliance, the Star Alliance. So we are an amalgamation of many star beings. Maki Uka. We serve the oneness of all Ha Mulka, as your beautiful planet Earth is indeed a beautiful star. So can you see the planet not just as a globe, but as a evolving star with many evolving star beings? So we wish to bring you some unifying healing frequencies to you right now. So imagine yourself as a beautiful, exquisite star. And if at night time you find the time to walk outside and gaze at the stars, and even if it's cold, blustery weather, put a jacket on. It will be worth it, my dearest ones. Mordeka, marvel at the sky, marvel at what is constant, even though many things around you are moving and reshaping themselves. Mordeka, there is a gift to movement, there is a gift to change. Before it invites you to go into your creativity, to develop a sense of resilience and to create new ways of being and develop new talents. Mahika. We're in a world where so much is being provided for you at the flick of a switch, at the click of your thumbs. Ahnaka. Yuka. And patience has been sorely lost, and also the energy and the propensity to just sit in silence and just be. So much entertainment out there, the need to be occupied, the need to be entertained, the need to have all the answers. So the gift of silence, the gift of the pause, we call it the pregnant pause. So there has been a gift to sounds, there is a gift to storms, there is a gift to power outages, there is a gift to your current routine being interrupted. And resist the notion to quickly engage in more frantic activity. We would invite you to first go to your breath, to take stock of your new situation. Imagine if the power went out and suddenly you're floundering in the dark and you would panic and you would rush around. You would simply bump into all sorts of things. Far better for you to just stand strong. Breathe into your beautiful body, into the stability of your foundation and inner being, and to breathe into light. Even though there's darkness around you, there is the eternal light within you. And we would invite you to breathe into the light within you, to become the divine flame, to become the lighthouse. And so we would invite you in moments of unexpected change, where things that you might be so used to get interrupted and suddenly you cannot have it, to come back into the body, to come back into your breath, to come back into calm. And so you can simply say, in this moment, what do I need? So if you're feeling frightened, you can say, I need to feel safe. And simply breathe into safety. And safety with love. So we will begin here, dearest hearts. Breathe in to the safe harbor of the inner heart. Mokatia kuha, motekatia. To the safe harbor of your home. Himahiakata, to the safe harbor of your loved ones and your friends, ones that you feel safe with, that you connect with on the same page, where you engage in pleasant conversation, where it is respectful, unconditional, and you are not discriminating, you are not judging. So we wish for you to breathe into this energy now. And we wish to bring you some new codes of existence that will deepen in you to transcend the three-dimensional linear way of looking at each other and towards oneself, and also in the way that you view this beautiful star planet. Mahika, to raise your vibration into a new way of existing and a new way of aligning to much greater potentials of divine love and co-creation coming from a place of trust. There's so much mistrust has been around you. It's very important to let go of these fears and to come back into your inner being. Mahika, there's been so much projected fear happening on your planet, such many misguided narratives at play. Motahika. So we wish to bring you the stability, unconditional love, and unity. Hakia motaka. So breathe into the parts of you that have felt frightened. Breathe into the parts of you that have felt at odds. Breathe into the parts of you that have felt uncertain. And know that you are not alone. You are deeply interconnected with all of life, dearest ones. You have but only to venture out into a beautiful meadow with wild flowers and to see it teeming with life. And you know that you light up when you feel the warm rays of the sun warming you up. So breathe into how nature supports you. And you already have a great inner wisdom to know the things that you need to give to yourself to nurture yourself, such as, I'm frantic, I'm overwhelmed, I need to stop, I need to make myself a warm drink. Maybe turn the phone off and just say no to the world and come into you to reboot, to refresh. So we're bringing in through some love codes also for you, dearest ones. Breathe into your beautiful being, dearest hearts. Breathe into the gifts that you are. Remember, it is not through comparison that you treasure yourself, but it is through the acceptance of your own self as being enough that you truly grow and blossom. So look to the things that you offer your world, that you offer yourself. The gifts of you. It can be as simple as the gift of my pleasant personality. I love to smile. I love to talk to the animals. You may not be a people person, but you are an animal person. So begin with the things that you know come naturally to you. Motakiti, anchor to this now and come into a place of self-reverence, self-love, self-appreciation, the acknowledgement that you are enough. And if you don't feel this, then you can simply say, I'm willing to discover where I am enough. I'm willing to open to more love of self. So we are bestowing the deepest of love and gratitude for all of you, dearest hearts, right now. And now breathe into the softness of your being like the flower that opens to the infinite sun. And welcome the honeybee, the bumblebee, the butterflies, the dragonflies, beautiful creatures to land on it. Motakia kikata, like the guests of tomorrow, see yourselves all as trusted ambassadors of love, awakening to a deeper remembrance of soul self. That you are here to create peace on earth, that you are here to foster love within one another, and most importantly, within oneself. Blessings, beloved angels. Mukakika. Be patient with yourself. Allow yourself to stumble and get back up and nurture yourself. Mōka kia tika. Be willing to learn from one another and through the energy of love and compassion. He kuta kia katia ku ashkata. We bid you good day. So now just returning back to your breath and just allowing yourself to integrate what was received. And in a moment, if Nicole is there, then I welcome if there are any callers wishing to call in that we could allow this time of the show for people to ring in for some help or support.
Okay, Linda's bringing the big guns today. Okay, let's do our little phone number and then we'll open some lines.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free energy healing on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
I'll just let people know if you're dialing in and you're getting dropped, just keep trying. Dial back in. We've got one that's clinging to life here. Let's go to 781. 781, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Area code 781. You're up for a live healing session. Unless we're too late. Anybody there? Okay, we're going to refresh the board. Things have gone awry electronically. that happens a lot.
The way it's happened.
Well, it's happened from day one, you know, when we started doing energy work on the air. And the minute someone will start doing energy work, all the lines will go crazy or drop or the electronics will go funny. So this does happen. I'm sure. Have you experienced that with your work?
Yes, I do. I have experienced it, absolutely. Yep.
We used to do this back in the days of terrestrial radio with the old-fashioned lined phones with the eight lines coming in or whatever. And yeah, it was pretty funny watching the producers running around like chickens trying to figure out what to do. but maybe we can get you to address general, you know, we spoke originally at the beginning how we're in unprecedented times, the heaviness and the separation, right? How are you finding as far as people, are they coming to you for help with that? And what are you advising them?
That's a really good question. So with New Zealand, we have an unstable climate in the sense we've had a whole lot of mandates being shoved out left, right and centre. So people are floundering. People are unexpectedly being threatened with loss of personal choice regarding their well-being and whether they choose to consent to have what I would call an experimental jab or not. So we've got health professionals at the moment that are all some are staying, some are walking away, some are speaking out. Those that are speaking out are being shut down. So there's all this instability happening right now. But I see through it all. I see people are being met with a very important question. Do I go with fear? Do I go with someone else's agenda? Do I go with someone else telling me how to be, what is true, what isn't true? Do I ignore what feels intrinsically right within my soul, within my being? Or do I, you know, trust that and walk away and go into an uncertain world? So people are faced with this. So it really is about freedom versus fear, whereas I would say, can we walk alongside fear with freedom? Can we sort of see fear rather than the enemy that it seems to be? Fear, if we look at fear logically, it's the brain is wired to keep us safe. But what can happen is we go through repeated experiences that might be frightening to us, and we can almost colour everything as potentially fear-based. And we've also been on the receiving end of much through media that can colour our world and almost how much are we free thinkers, how much of what we even say is original thought. So it's really important, I think, now with so much going on, so much coming at us, for that moment of quiet, for that moment of contemplation, for that moment of going into Mother Earth, having time outside in nature to just let it all go, to still the mind, to empty the mind, and to come into a place of inner being, I think is so important. I mean, I've seen it myself. I've seen colleagues, I've heard of relationships being at war with each other because they're acting from fear. And then when their loved one isn't acting the way that they want them to, then threats come out. So it's a very turbulent time out there. And all I can say is what keeps me going is to have compassion, is to our love to be present, because when people are acting from fear, they are already very, very distressed and they are already losing control over what feels right and running with fear. And I liken it to what came through today. I could really feel the presence of love and coming back to what is always constant, what always remains. And if I look at the time of the earthquakes, there was so much turbulence, fear and uncertainty. But what was always there was this capacity to love one another, to work together. We had the students out there designed their own student volunteer army, and they just went to all the houses, to all the properties, they had liquefaction, they organised this volunteer group with shovels, and they just got on with it. To me, this is how we shine as human beings. We remember who we are. We're here to be kind. We're here to help one another.
Yeah, so I'm in Vancouver, BC, Canada. It's gulag-like here as well with all the mandates and passports and that compassion that you usually see in times of adversity is what we're not seeing between, you know, the vaccinated and the non-vaccinated to a degree. It's been like we can't even get Medicare or go to a hospital and people are saying, let them die, let the unvaccinated die. That's literally headlines in these garbage papers, which are just promoting one story now, not actually reporting, but
that's right. And the invitation for people, I guess, to really wake up, and then I guess those that keep reading that are still holding on to this idea that I'm safe because I'm doing what I've been told or what's expected of me. But there's a level of disengagement, and I'm also think it's very careful not to go into discrimination. Like I say to people, I said, I'm not anti-vaccination, I'm anti-false information, I'm anti-loss of freedoms and human rights, and that we have a right to choose, but we also have a right to explore and to make up our own decisions in our own minds, and we have a right to a decent way of life. So it's throwing all this up, right up. I think a lot of this has been behind the scenes in a more subtle way. And then suddenly, bang, everything's just been ramped up. So for me, I just, in many ways, I feel more alive in this moment. As things are uncertain, I'm just more alive within myself. Well, I know what is certain. I'm willing to let go of anything that is false, of anything that does not serve me or feel right. And it makes you realize these are just things. This is just a house. You know, what is most important in this moment? I don't even know what tomorrow will bring. So just live for this moment. And it's extraordinary. On a good side, I'm seeing those that are choosing to hold on to their freedom of choosing what they subject their body to. There's beautiful support groups growing. And these support groups are also embracing those that have been vaccinated who are now experiencing side effects, who are getting affected by their well-being and feeling very let down and bewildered and uncertain and unsafe. And that's just one thing that's going to unite us is love and compassion, because none of us mean to do wrong. None of us mean to act out. We all have moments where we get angry and want to yell at someone out of frustration, but we all feel pretty sorry about it, shortly after. It's like the storm. How can we create shelter in the storm? So how can we energetically and emotionally create that shelter for one another?
That's huge. I think this is the other reason why the lines went hinky. We were supposed to have this conversation to serve on the greater, you know, because this is what's up for people everywhere, worldwide.
Worldwide. And I just keep being told the simplicity is love. And I look at what my life has been pretty much rearranged these last 2.5 years, where I've had to walk into fear, where I've had to say yes to fear because my gut instinct was saying I need to do this. So my gut instinct was saying you're here to do more than just be here. It's time to step away from this long-term beautiful marriage I had. I felt scared to do it, but I had to do it. And then I learned how to stand on my own two feet. I had to learn to live with uncertainty. I went through about 4 or 5 different homes with my daughter, shared custody, and we learned to improvise. Her and I were like little flatmates, and we shared a room together, and that was really gorgeous to have that moment where she was growing through my experience and how we were meeting that. And she's in the same situation now. She's got friends who are choosing differently to her, and how can they... The kids are much better than the adults, actually. They're very accepting, very beautiful with each other, and very welcoming. And so I take my hat off to the youth. And, but their livelihoods. I just had in the support group the other day, last night, a beautiful young woman who's in her first year of osteopathy training, being told she can't continue it if she doesn't get vaccinated.
It's so unreal. That's what all the calls have been earlier today. That's what all the emails been about pretty much this week, with the exception of one show, is, you know, how do I stay in a higher empowered vibration with all this crap going on and being thrown in my face?
Well, that's we can work with that question just there. We can I can feel some energies wanting to come through me now to just support people with fear and self-doubt and uncertainty. And it really is the vibration of love. You've got to really be willing to feel into your heart, be willing to have a bloody good cry, be willing to, if you're really angry, go and find the ocean or a forest or a pillow and roar. Get that rage out. It needs to have a vehicle to release itself, to birth itself, to allow energy to flow through you. I liken it as you like trying to hold up a friggin' waterfall. The waterfall needs to flow. So I could just spend a few minutes now just tuning in and bringing in through some healing energies just to guide people. It is through feeling. It is through love. And how about we do that?
That is perfect.
Okay. So wherever you are and whoever is listening, just placing your hand on your heart and just say to yourself, knowing myself as love, I'm reminding myself to feel how beautiful and worthy I am. Knowing myself as a being of divine love, I'm willing to open myself up to more love and to remind myself of how beautiful I am. And all I have to do is just breathe. Invite love in to go to all the spaces and places where I may not have received love when I needed it, to all the parts of my body, but also all the thought processes, the mind, the memories, known and unknown. And from all the other people, all the words that I may have been on the receiving end of that were not nice. Imagine those parts also are here to receive love. I'm just going to go here now. Nekotea kusahia, murka tia mukata, hekota mukata, mosan ukate, yuka. And together we have Mary Magdalene with Yeshua, Jesus. So this divine couple, divine masculine, feminine, uniting together. Mosakia tukarmatia kuhatia, mosaketia mukutakaritia kurushamakata. Hiaka, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. and forgive oneself, for you do not always know what you do. Mokatia ko utakitia. Mosakatia kuritia kotukatia ku utakarpatia kurutakatia kurushkata mokasimakatia kurushkata. The greatest gift of all is the gift of love. Mokatia kutukatia suratia kurushkata kiritia makatia kurushkata mosakatia kurushamatia kurushkata mokatisa utakarpatia kurushamatia kurushkata. And so just imagine what the mood would have been at the Last Supper. Imagine having the Last Supper with everyone on planet Earth as you invite a new dawn, a new day. But it also invites change. It also invites loss. Hiko kata ki te kutu kata. Such was my legacy. Mō ka ki te kutu and sacrifice. Mō tikatia to create a legacy of love, a legacy of forgiveness. O katia mō kata katia kutu shikata, e katia kutu kata kutu takata. Hia mō kata kubu takara tia pū takara pati kuru mati kuru 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 kuru. And those closest to me, my beloved and disciples, had to trust, had to surrender, had to allow me the space to be on the journey that I knew I had to take at that time. Mukatia kutu karabati kurmati karabati kururu jabegli Masakati kutu kati kutu kata. The Last Supper was a time of deep appreciation. Not lingering on the troubles of the world, but on the deep surrender and the innate knowing that we were all there to be love. Mukakia tuha. Be an example through our own life and our own presence of being. Mokatia mokata kia tu katia kuha. E mokatia kutu katia ka. Himnota kia kuta kia tia. Seeing all of humanity with the eyes of love. Mota hia kitia kuha kitia. Might help you to view those that have been disturbing you as children. Mokatia katia. Learning. Mokatia kuta katia. Mokatia, no, you are not responsible for the action of others. Mokatia, only to the action of oneself and how you meet the world. Mokasi mokatia kutu katia kuhaitia. When there are things happening beyond your control, go to where you have control. And that is your free will, your choice to love. Mokatia ku otikata hiku sakatia, to transcend the limitations of others. Okatia mokota kitia ku a. Yoke moti kunaki tia kota kitia mokata hukashia ka. And beloved Mary Magdalene, the courage to walk alongside, to trust in one's partner. Hukakitia ne divine knowing. Nikotipitia, the willing to step aside and allow space for them to be and to follow what feels true for them. Hakia tia ku ushikata. And even the surrender to part ways. It came with many tears, many moments of quietness. Moments of resting within oneself, but offering the wrestling to the divine love. And opening my heart wider still. Until calm came. Until peace came. Hikusa mokatia kutu shikta. Journeying through my journey, I was allowed to also be a shepherd for others. Nikusa katia kutu shikta. Love is eternal. Yemoka kitia kutu shikta. May we unite all division through the grace of unconditional love. Hakia mokata kitia mokata. Hia kuna tia ku utari tia kuritia mokota suna katia ku ushikata. And we're going to bring through a little song. In fact, they recommend, as I do myself often when I'm feeling blue, I go into a song. Often spirit will bring a little song in our head. Pay attention to those songs. They'll be very pertinent lyrics of messages for you, messages of love to lighten your load. Nihe o ka te he ho, he ko ha te he ho, he he ko ha ho, he he ko ha ho. And imagine a world where you are greeting each other freshly in each moment, a shake of the hand, a remembering how to hug, and even hug from afar through your heart. Ye ho ha ki he ho, e he a ho ka ho, he he ho a te ho ki ho, he he a ki ha ho, he a ko ha ho, e he ko a he ha mo, he he ko. Trust in your beloved heart and the hearts that connect to all, the energy of love, the eternal oneness of being. How are you going there, Nicole?
That feels better, doesn't it? And we also made our line start working, and I know it's tight for time, but how about one quick phone call?
Yeah, why not? It says there.
Flying by the seat of our pants today, going with the flow, 781. I think you're there now. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Anne from Boston, and in the midst of a hurricane, so.
Oh, boy. Well, you're on with Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, I didn't catch your name. What is your name again?
Anne.
Anne, hello, Anne. How can I help you today?
Oh, healing is always good, and I just think we've just got a great one here up in the northeast of the United States. Everything has been blowing and blowing and blowing.
Yes, it's a great reminder. I call it the winds of change. I mean, whenever I see that going outside of nature, I go, yes, and I have that power of that breath as well within me. So what's been coming up for you? What's brought you to ring in today?
Probably the big storm and a little bit of luck.
A little bit of luck?
Yes.
How would you like that luck to shine in your life?
Basically, it's always been shining for the most part, I think, and I don't always get to see it, so I guess maybe I need to see it more in spite of all the challenges that me and all of us make.
Yeah. So do you have a specific request?
Oh, please get rid of this cancer.
So I'd like you to invite you to place your hand on the cancer. So when we say even the words of get rid, it's almost like saying, well, this cancer shouldn't be here. Why is it here? So it gets viewed as like an imposter. So I invite you to place your hand on where you know this cancer to be and invite the energy of love to flow from your being and to flow from your hands into this part of your body that is harbored for whatever reason has grown this cancer. And now I want you to breathe into that beautiful love and light and place the most exquisite flower as a healing symbol for this cancer. And see all this flower being bathed with sunlight, strong roots, beautiful petals, and also butterfly. So see a beautiful butterfly sitting on that flower. And that butterfly feeds from the flower, drinks its nectar, and it also helps to pollinate. And so view the cancer as a flower in transition and connect with your love. And just breathe into that right now. And we're just going to see what healing frequencies that can come help support you to anchor to the harmonics of love. So we invite you to breathe into that part of your body and your being, this one. But your breath is love, like the gentle wind that tickles the petals, and the wind that also can smell the divine fragrance of this flower. And key phrases we wish to give you are, I am beautiful, even though this cancer here is present. I am beautiful. I am beautiful through my challenges. I am beautiful even in the moments when I'm not too sure about myself. And I am beautiful in any moment in time. And I'm reminding myself before I go to bed at night to invite healing in. And despite this body showing up these challenges, I'm reminded that I am also a star being of love and light, capable of receiving and soaking all that I need to help myself to feel stronger. So creating a daily practice of visualizing the flower, visualizing beauty superimposed on different aspects of your body that are in challenge. And anchoring your breath to this beauty and anchoring it to the energy and affirmations of love that I am enough no matter what. I'm just going to bring through some toning now. How are you feeling?
Oh, very comfortable, thank you.
Yeah, so do you think you could persevere with developing that practice of your breath, affirmation, visualization, and also placing your hand on those parts of your body that need that love?
Yes, I think I'm, you know, doing that already. I think I've already, you know, gotten in contact with you on another level, so that's what my practice has been.
Yeah, and just keep on and keep on. Yeah, absolutely. Just trust and honor your inner being and your inner guidance. And the greatest healing power, forgiveness for self and the body.
Perfect.
Thank you for calling in today.
And thank you for being there.
Thanks, Anne. Keep in touch.
No, I pushed the wrong button again. There we go. Trying to stay grounded and run things when all this healing's going on. Ah, but on that note, we're at the top of the hour. We sorted out world peace and cancer. Not bad for a day's work. Now it's time for wrap-up and shameless self-promotion. What have you got for us?
Okay, so for those who would like to come and see me for a one-on-one healing, I do offer what's called Soul Activation Distant Healing via Zoom, so you can go and visit my website, which is healingembrace.co.nz. I've also got a Facebook page under Healing Embrace, and on there I have quite a collection of Facebook Live videos on there. If you live locally to Christchurch, then you can also see on my website the local services that I offer. And what else? I hold women's circles as well, and there's a small collection of videos on YouTube. That's pretty much me. I was tuning into what I might want to bring in next month, and what was coming to me was transition, navigating change, the precious pause, gift of going within, the feeling your passion, your truth, your fire. So I'm getting a real sense that there's more interruptions coming our way and that to just welcome that pause, the reset.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds perfect. As this whole show has been. It's been so great to speak with you, Linda, and I look forward to your time here next month as well. Be well in the meantime. And
Everyone can find Linda all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. Bye for now, Linda. Take care.
Thank you very much. You take care, too. Thank you.
All right. Let's all take care. We're done, actually, for the day. That's all the shows for today for the live feeds. And we're back tomorrow, 10 a.m., 9 a.m., I don't know. The schedule is all there. Newsforthesoul.com. I'm going to have a short nap, recover from all this energy. It was beautiful today. Back with more later on.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.